And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball. Today it is a gorgeous Sunday morning. Hopefully in St. Louis the weather will be good as well. But here in the Bay Area, coming across the Bay Bridge this morning, the sun was glistening on the new building. You know, Raph, that building that has the two arms going up? It looks like they're, you know, referee signaling a field goal.
Yeah, the field goal's good.
Yeah. I mean, it was gorgeous just coming across the bridge this morning. A beautiful day and a Beta Breakers. I had to work my way around the Embarcadero today, and there was a centipede and all the other things that people have a lot of fun. I said, wow, this is the Bay Area. This is San Francisco, and it's a very nice day today. Well, we are sitting in today, of course, not for Gary Allen, but Gary will not have his show today. But Gary, we're very happy to play that tribute to your daughter's 8-year-old softball team. And while I'm on that subject, my Little League team, you know, in Alameda Little League, and my team, the Cardinals, won another playoff game last night.
They're unstoppable, Marty.
I'm telling you, they play Tuesday at 5:30 against the Yankees. Come on. And here come the Cardinals. This is, you know, this is not the St. Louis Cardinals. This is Alameda Little League, 10 through 12. And Sheetal Cordova, of course, has gotten me involved with this, which I love doing. And she's from Bridge Bank. But they won a big game, had a big lead yesterday and held on to beat the Indians 9-7, knocked out the number 3 seed. And they're rolling. They are. They're rolling. This is very exciting. And our little team, the A's, play this morning at 9 o'clock. But Sage and Lucas and Ryan Chang hit one out, a home run. And they ended up winning 9-7 over Cleveland.
He can hit, Marty.
He can hit. Take a drink, but of milk, of chocolate milk or something. So I'm happy to mention that, of course. And, of course, Sheetal, part of Bridge Bank, which we love working with, and they do so many things in the commercial area, and just for people like us, and on a Sunday morning. So I'm glad to mention kids baseball. It's terrific. It's what, you know, we have some, Brian Morris was on yesterday talking about being a little leaguer and being a catcher, and when he was in T-ball, he played third base because he was the only kid that could throw the ball across the infield. So it's a great time to learn the game. And I'm happy to mention it. So they play Tuesday, 5:30 against the Yankees. I can't wait to hear what's going to happen. So good luck to my Cardinals. Right, Alameda Little League. All right, so now back to the big guys. What a game last night. What a game last night. And this was one for the ages, really. It doesn't happen very often with the Giants and the Cardinals. But they went 12 scoreless last night. Jeff Samardzija, a tremendous game for him last night, matching pitches with Carlos Martinez. And, of course, it's Sunday morning. If you're just getting up, we like to just sit back and relax and just sort of digest what went on last night. But for Samardzija, 8 innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 8 strikeouts. Carlos Martinez, 9 innings, 2 hits. Giants had 2 hits until they sort of busted it open in the 13th inning, a great inning. He walked 1 and struck out 5. So for Samardzija, another quality start for him. The month of May, and this is so critical, the Giants have won 8 of 10 now. And they're 19-25. That's 44 games. They've got 118 to go. And they're only, and I say only, 6 games under 5. They were 12 at one point. You know, now they've won 8 out of 10. They're 6 games under 500. The Dodgers got walloped last night by the Marlins. Colorado blew a big lead against Cincinnati, and Arizona is just cooking. They just mauled San Diego last night. A good game for Robbie Ray, but just take a look, and we did it last night, just take a look at the slugging averages for Arizona. In fact, I haven't even looked at what they're slugging as a team. Arizona slugging as a team, 457. As a team, slugging as a team, 457. Washington, 473. League average is 418. Just to give you an idea of Arizona, the Giants on base percentage, 289. Average is 323. 418 is average slugging. The Giants' average slugging is 349, and Arizona's 457. They're just killing the ball. So they ended up winning last night. But Colorado lost. So the Giants are, you know, moving up a little bit. Just keep your eye on that loss column. But it was one of those games last night you just don't see. And you have to go back. And this is the note I saw in the Giants' notes this morning. and I'll just read it to you. Arroyo's two-run double broke up a scoreless tie in the 13th inning as the Giants beat the Cardinals 3-1. Now, these teams have played each other over 2,000 times in the regular season and another 24 times in the postseason, but only two of their previous matchups were scoreless after 12 innings. The New York Giants won 1-0 on an 18th inning walk-off single by the legendary Huey Kritz at the Polo Grounds on July 2nd, 1933. And that was a big year for the Giants. St. Louis won 1-0 on a Todd Zeal RBI single in the 13th inning at Candlestick Park on July 4th, 1992. Now, just to go back a little bit, and it is Sunday morning, so sit back, relax. Let me enjoy this moment here. In 1933, the Cardinals and Giants were great rivals. And it was a four-game series, and the Cardinals had won these first two games of the series to put them 3.5. The Giants were 3.5 ahead of the Cardinals, and it set up this big, big doubleheader at the Polo Grounds. 50,000 people there, right? And it's Carl Hubbell matched up against Tex Carlton. Now, Carl Hubbell, the king, they called him, the meal ticket for the Giants, a Hall of Famer, great left-hander, threw a great screwball. And Carl Hubbell and Tex Carlton match up, and they go nothing-nothing until the 18th inning, until Huey Kritz gets a single. Carl Hubbell pitches 18 innings, gives up 6 hits, no runs, no walks, 12 strikeouts. Tex Carlton goes 16 innings, 8 hits, no runs, of course, 7 walks, 7 strikeouts, and then they bring in Pop Haynes, and he gives up the run in the 18th inning, and the Giants win the first game of the doubleheader 1-0 in 18 innings. How about it? Carl Hubbell pitched the whole game. How about that? 50,000 there. The game took 4 hours and 3 minutes. All right, so now they've got a second game of a doubleheader to play. Come on, this is, 1933. Roy Parmalee for the Giants is matched up against Dizzy Dean. This game ends up 1-0. And Johnny Vergez, V-E-R-G-E-Z, ends up hitting a home run to win the game in regulation. Roy Parmalee goes 9 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 13 strikeouts. So the Giants pitched 27 innings in that game, didn't walk anybody, and struck out 25, Hubbell and Parmalee. And they beat the great Dizzy Dean. Now, this is the second game of a doubleheader. First game took 4 hours and 3 minutes, which in those days, it's like a cricket match. It's like 5 days. The second game took 1 hour and 23 minutes. And Roy Parmalee ended up beating Dizzy Dean 1-0. That's the last time, well, the first time that these teams played that kind of action. And the Giants, when it was all said and done, were now 5.5 up on the Cardinals. And it's a legendary game in the history of the San Francisco Giants. And Chris Haft and I will have to do that day. That doubleheader is one of our great games in Giants history. Hubbell ends up 23-12 with a 166 earned run average that year. Are we ready with? All right, so I end up in spring training last year, and I meet one of the great sports writers of all time, Arnold Hano, H-A-N-O. Arnold Hano wrote Day in the Bleachers, which was a day that he spent in the bleachers in 1954 when Willie Mays made the great catch in Game 1 of the World Series. It's a legendary book of Arnold's. Arnold Hano was an outstanding writer for Sport Magazine. He wrote the Philippe Alou article about the Latin Bill of Rights. He was a huge Giants fan. He's still with us. He lives in Southern California. He's done many great things. A great documentary was made about him. And look it up on Google, H-A-N-O. I got to meet him last year. And believe it or not, and Raf did a great job this morning, and we have our archives, I talked about that doubleheader with Arnold Hano, who actually was there. So this is my very short conversation with the great Arnold Hano about July 2nd. I think he says July 3rd or July 2nd, but of 1933. He was at the doubleheader, so here it is.
Well, it was a game on July 3rd, 1933, okay, against the Cardinals. The Cardinals were chasing the Giants. The Giants were leading. That was a five-game series, and the Giants were leading by 5.5, and they lost the first two games to the Cardinals. Now it was down to 3.5. Okay. And Hubbell against Tex Carlton went, and they went 16 innings, and they had it, and then they replaced Carlton 0-0 with Jesse Pop Haynes. Okay. That was a game in which Hubbell, Carlton, and Haynes all had pitched no hit in their career.
Wow.
And anyway, in the 18th inning, the Giants won the ball game 1-0. That turned out to be the first game of a doubleheader. 18 innings. And then Roy Parmalee pitched the second game against Dizzy Dean, struck out 13 men, and beat Dean 1-0. Wow. The Giants won two games by 1-0. Gus Mancuso caught 27 innings that day. Today, if a catcher pitches 2 days in a row, oh, they got to rest the guy. Oh, my. Mancuso, 27 innings.
How about that? Come on, Raf, outstanding. I mean, really, you know, I love this stuff. You know that.
I did the easy part. You had to interview him.
I know, but I remembered that he had talked about that game, and there it was last night. So I love this stuff. You know that. I love connecting the dots of American history and baseball, and now I have my new nonprofit, which we'll talk about at some point, American Innings, which I do audio like this, and we put video behind it and explain the connection of American history in the 30s with a game like this that was so uplifting for the 50,000 people who were there in the middle of the Depression. And that's how baseball helped the country in those years. So great. Arnold Hano. We ran into Arnold Hano and we actually talked to him about that game. All right. So I digress. But we are back to the present here and are back to the future show here today. The Giants do win a 3-1 last night over the Cardinals, and a huge game. Samardzija pitched so well, and Christian Arroyo had the big hit in the 13th inning. But preceded by that, and this is why, you know, I always say, you know, as baseball unfolds slowly, we always look at the last moment, the error that cost the team the game, the hit that won the game. But there's so much within the game that happens, and last night we had so many things happen. Great defensive play by Eduardo Nunez, throwing out Matt Carpenter at third base. Great tag by Arroyo. But it came to the 13th inning, and I've said this before. Bruce Bochy outmanages Mike Matheny. He does it every time. There's just something about the way those two match up. Bochy never gets caught short, and Matheny always pushes the wrong button. Three hits in a row. Belt strikes out against Segrist, the lefty. Faces Posey, the righty. Base hit. Crawford, the lefty. Base hit. Nunez, the righty, base hit. Leaves the lefty in against Arroyo. Arroyo was 10 for 57 against right-handed pitching, 10 for 37 against lefties. A great 11-pitch at bat that eventually goes to 3-2, fastball after fastball after fastball, and the kid does not wilt, and he gets a pitch on that last pitch, and maybe a changeup, and he crushes it. Could have popped up, could have hit into a double play, could have struck out, anything could have happened. And the kid, 10 days shy of his 22nd birthday, hits one off the left field wall, two-run score. And then Hundley eventually gets a sacrifice fly for the third run. And Melanson holds on to win the game 3-1 over the Cardinals last night. This is one of the great games, I think, in Giants franchise history last night. Very similar to what Arroyo did against the Mets in that game. But again, the players that preceded him and that got on made things happen. Posey animated last night, very animated on the field. You very rarely see that. And I think he's taking this personally, this whole month personally. The Giants are now 10-8 in the month of May. On the road, they're now 8-15. They have a chance to sweep the Cardinals today. This stuff doesn't happen. You got to go back over 20 years to do that. Extra innings now, they're 5-2, three runs or less, they're 6-18. I pointed out last night that the Giants have struggled against right-handed pitching on the road, and interesting enough, it was in the notes today. The Giants are 10-15 this season against right-handed starting pitching. Now, they face Adam Wainwright today, which we'll talk about. Now, they're 3-10 on the road. Two of those wins have come in this series. They were 1-10. Going into this series on the road, and I keep these records every day, and I noticed that yesterday morning. So that's why we said it on the show yesterday. They're hitting just .226 against right-handed pitching. It's the second lowest figure among National League teams. The Padres are the worst. So left-handed hitting for the Giants have got to pick it up. It is Matt Cain today and Adam Wainwright. So let's take a break. Very good game last night. Exciting. The weather should be terrific in St. Louis today. The conclusion of this three-game series, then it's on to Chicago to take on the Cubs. But it is Matt Cain and Wainwright. All right, our question for today, Raph, and it was a great question yesterday. Question yesterday is the first Giant to get two hits in the game. We had to wait to the 13th inning for Nunez to get his second hit, and we had a number of winners for that one. But our question today for the June pool for dinner at Original Joe's in North Beach, we had a great time this week. We really did. The question for today is the total number of pitches thrown by both teams. So if the Giants throw 150, the Cardinals throw 140, that adds up to 290. Then the tiebreaker will be how many pitches Matt Cain throws today. He may throw 30, 50, 70, 85, 90, who knows what it is. But if there is a tie, the Matt Cain pitches for today will be the tiebreaker. All right, more coming up. We'll set up this game for you today. We've got a lot of things to do. We're on till 10:15, so it's a little shorter show this morning. We're sitting in today. Gary Allen is not on today, and we did his nice tribute to his girls' softball team, his 8-year-old. And, of course, to my Little League Cardinals over there in Alameda. All right, more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.